Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Jack Watts talking live from the beautiful We Believe America Tower, sitting 10 floors high in Midtown Atlanta, looking out over majestic Buckhead skyline, where every man and woman does what's right in his own eyes with little problem from the law. We live in a society where people just do whatever they want in America, and that's the way it is right now, and it's a very interesting time indeed. All right, today I want to talk about a subject that I am very concerned about. Last week, when I heard our president criticize the Supreme Court and tell them that they really shouldn't strike down Obamacare because it had such overwhelming support from the legislature that it wasn't something that they should do. When I heard this, it was so bizarre sounding to me. To begin with, if you'll remember, they had to do everything that they could to get the last few members of the House and the Democratic caucus to support it, to pass it, because there was such antipathy for it within Obama's own party, even though they controlled the House of Representatives by a substantial margin at the time Obamacare was passed. In the Senate, it was the same story. You had the Louisiana Purchase when they had to make a special deal in order to get the senator from Louisiana to vote for it, as well as Senator Nelson in Nebraska, what was it, the Cornhusker kickback, and just all kinds of little deals just to get the legislative branch, which was controlled by the Democrats, to pass it. All right. When President Obama started talking about this subject, it seemed to me like a man who had taught constitutional law could not possibly misunderstand what the purpose of our Constitution was, to the point where he didn't understand the separation of powers. It seemed like there was a huge intellectual disconnect, and it made me start wondering about something else. A year ago, two, three, people talk quite a bit about the birth certificate controversy. Was President Obama, you know, born in Hawaii as he said he was? Why didn't he produce his birth certificate? Was he really a natural born citizen, which is required in the Constitution? Or was he born in Kenya, as many people seem to think? All right. This went back and forth, and Donald Trump championed it. And because Donald Trump's a significant person in our society, the Obama administration finally released on whitehouse.gov a PDF of the long form of his birth certificate saying that he was indeed born in Hawaii, and that ended the controversy for most everybody. Now, honestly, I really thought, okay, because it didn't seem that important to me, if you want to know the truth. It didn't seem important because the provision in the Constitution is really outdated. It was written because the founders were fearful that a rich European would come over, buy the votes of the masses, and become king, making himself, king of America because he could do it. And they wanted to hedge against that by saying, we want somebody who is born in the United States of America. So therefore, it's part of our constitutional law, and it's not something that can be skirted. Consequently, if President Obama was not born in the United States, then he is not legitimately president of the United States. It's as simple as that in constitutional law. Now, I took a really good look at this long form, and the first thing that I noticed is that it didn't have the watermark from Hawaii in the background that would say that it was an official document, which, honestly, it has to have that, or it didn't come from there. That is a big, big problem. All right. Now, as we are talking about this, I want to bring in our first guest. Hello, this is Jack Watts on Jack Watts Live. You are on the air.
Hello, Jack. This is Rick.
Rick, how are you today?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I am doing tolerably well. We're here talking about this significant issue, and I don't know, Rick. I guess as I think about it, I wonder when I took a really good, hard look at what people are saying about this, and because I work in the creative community where working with PDFs and JPEGs all the time, and people, in Photoshop, I wondered, I said, okay, what's going on here? And when I took a look at a couple of these videos, I was really very concerned. What is your thought about this, Rick? And Rick, by the way, where are you from?
I'm from Jacksonville, Florida.
Jacksonville, Florida, I see. I suppose that you were really happy yesterday that, Bubba Watson, a Bulldog, won the Masters, but I just thought I would throw that in. All right, go ahead. What was it you were going to say?
That was not even on my radar. but as far as the birth certificate goes, it was put online. I'm not a PDF expert, but I do know that within a very short time, a retired Adobe software engineer picked that form apart. It was the first YouTube video that was out on it, and he went through it methodically, step by step, showed how things were moved around and put into the document, which is not something that one would be able to do if an entire document was scanned. Things were added.
You know, one of the things that I remember Governor Abercrombie ran for office and was elected, one of his campaign issues, one of his promises in Hawaii was that once he won the governorship, he was going to take a look and find the actual birth certificate. And to fulfill his promise, he set about to do that and came up with nothing, was unable to locate the record, as far as I understand. Now, so much of this stuff is half urban legend, half truth, half distortion, just all kinds of stuff just going around, and it really makes it very difficult. But at the same time, it is a very critical issue. And when I took a look at all of the layers and all of the things that were obviously mistakes, for example, like it said that President Obama's birth father was born in Kenya, and Kenya, East Africa, and that wasn't the name of the country until 1963, and President Obama was born in 1961.
Right. Well, there's also the matter of having different fonts and what's called kerning. I didn't know what kerning was until I started looking into this issue. But basically, kerning is what a computer does to make letters look more eye-appealing in some cases where they would occupy the same space, where you could literally draw a line in between two digits or letters, and the line would touch both letters. That is not something that could have been done in the 1960s with a typewriter. It didn't exist.
So what you're saying is that kerning was not possible in 1961, and that on the document itself now,
kerning exists. Yes.
Exists, so that it couldn't possibly have been the same type that was used in 1961. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Very interesting. Is there more?
You know, frankly, it's been a little while since I've taken a look at this thing. There are so many other daily outrages from our president and his administration that, keeping your eye on this one target, there's so many other things going. But at one time, a couple of years ago, I did find a online somewhere, I haven't seen it since, a copy of a birth certificate from Kenya that had a right foot baby foot stamped on the bottom of the thing that was supposedly, and I never saw anything to the effect that this was a fraud. It was just there, I found it, and then it was gone. I haven't ever seen it again. But apparently it was a Kenyan birth certificate from Coast General Hospital in Mombasa, Kenya, August of 1961. And I thought it was very, very interesting, and I've always suspected if that was really indeed the true birth certificate that was out there. But one thing's for sure, what he has put out now is an obvious fraud. There's no question in my mind whatsoever. I find it hard to believe that this isn't front page news. From what I understand and what I've read, people in Europe and all over the world are laughing at us at how gullible and how stupid we all are to have allowed this fraud to happen, and to see the damage that this guy's doing to our country. He's trying to destroy our financial system.
Let's stick to this particular topic, because here's the reason that I brought it up and have kind of gone out on the limb to just even make it a topic, because to do so puts me in the same category as, you know, the conspirators and wackos and everything else, and that's not a place that you want to be. But when I look at it, and I couch all of this, Rick, with saying that, you know, when I saw that the way he addressed the Supreme Court it really, in anything that I have thought about President Obama, I have never thought that he lacked basic knowledge of our constitutional government when he said that, even though they went crazy trying to, you know, spin it this way, spin it that. It was just obvious to me that there was something that wasn't right, and it made me think that perhaps there was something in this entire birth certificate issue that was significant. And when I looked, number one, that it didn't have the you know, reversed out kind of seal in the background, which it has to have in order to be a legal document from the state of Hawaii, just that little shadowed out part that's the same in almost in every state, actually. If you get something, you can see it in the background of a birth certificate or any kind of legal document that really says that this comes from, you know, the government, and it isn't there. This is just on a piece of paper that looks old, and when it's dissected by people who really were artists that work with Photoshop all the time, and they pull up and for example, with the numbers, at the top, some of them are old, and then there are added numbers that are on a different layer. It just makes me wonder, how could the President of the United States and the people who take care of him and who lead our nation put out something not just that's fraudulent, but that is so poorly done that there are people continuously day in and day out saying, what is this? And why has not NBC, ABC, CBS, CNN,
or even CBS, Fox isn't taking
or
it
even
up?
Fox, any of them? Why have they not made this a huge story? And how is it that something that is this egregious a mistake put in front of us, and we're told to swallow it? And it reminds me of what my mom used to say when she put something on the table at night that I didn't like. She says, eat it and like it. That was the way that she used to say it. You're going to eat it and you're going to like it. And of course, obviously as a kid, that's what I had to do. But when it comes to being force-fed something that is wrong, I mean, is it fair to say that, I mean, is there any chance that what is there on the WhiteHouse.gov site that has been there for a whole year, is there any chance that it is legitimate?
No, absolutely not.
Are there people who know what they're talking about when it comes to working in Photoshop and all that, who have an alternative argument? Now, when you look on the internet, there's page after page after page after page of people who say, this is wrong, I can't believe it, you know. If it is wrong, then each state has the responsibility. The Secretary of State in each of the 50 states has the responsibility to investigate it, to say, is this person qualified to be President of the United States and on the ballot in my state? To my knowledge,
there's only two states that are having even any kind of issue with it at all at the time. And I'll have to admit that I don't know absolutely any more than in the state of Georgia. It's a significant factor, and it has not been resolved. And in Arizona, the sheriff, what's his name, Arpaio from Maricopa County, has been asking. Well,
Sheriff Joe's taking this thing head on. Yeah, he's Joe Arpaio. He has taken this issue head on, and has recently called this document out as an obvious fraud. And the Obama administration is actually coming after him and trying to sue him. And they're coming after him with both barrels, but he's sticking to his guns. I really like this guy, and it just seems like we don't have enough people in this world with that much gumption left. But he's really going after this, and I really would hope to see that there would be some states that will not put him on the ballot in the next presidential election because he's not eligible.
Well, if this isn't an accurate birth certificate, then that doesn't mean that he wasn't born in Hawaii. That just means that what they have given as evidence isn't true, it doesn't necessarily mean that he was not born as where he said he was. I think of my own situation where, I was asked for my Social Security card. I said, well, I got it when I was 14, and, there have been a few days that have passed since I've been 14 years old. I don't believe I've seen my Social Security card in at least 30 years. I have no idea where it would be. Now, I do have my original birth certificate, but that's because my mother kept it and because she wouldn't give it to me because she knew I didn't have a brain in my head and I would lose it. But go ahead. Let me just ask you this, Rick, as the guest on the show here today. What would the president and the White House, why would they put out something that would be this poor of a fraud? In other words, from the looks of it and from what I see and read, it looks like this something would not pass in a high school for somebody cheating on a test. It's so poorly done. And yet this has been put out allegedly as true to fool 310 million Americans. And that just seems so incredulous to me that I can't quite get my arms around that massive a fraud that would be so poorly done. It just, even though it seems that that's what's happened to me, it is very hard for me to think that something like that could happen and that the president could get away with it, and that there are no reporters in America who are willing to do their job and get to the bottom of this, and that it falls upon people like me who are in blog radio and people on AM radio stations to talk about it. And I don't quite get that. Now, let me just say one more thing. I get it that the liberal media gives Barack Obama a pass about this, that, and the other, and he really just does not get the scrutiny that everybody else does. I get it. I understand that. I believe it. I see it. And yet, some reporter that would get to the bottom of this and bring it all out would have the reputation of Woodward and Bernstein, just like, you know, that got to the bottom of the Watergate scandal with Deep Throat and with the missing tape, minutes on the tape and all the rest of it, and would have a career and respect that would last a lifetime. Doesn't it seem to you that there's somebody that would be so much more interested in their career and in scooping a story like this that they wouldn't just be carrying water, sitting in the background saying, oh, well, yes, it's a fraud, but we aren't going to do anything about it. That just seems pretty incredulous to me, doesn't it, you?
Yeah, this has been driving me nuts ever since this guy hit the scene back in 08.
Are there any answers that you have for this that you'd like to put forth?
I'm like you. I'm looking for answers myself. I can't believe that no one's picked this up. I can't believe that now. And I know that there are organizations that are following this issue and reporting on it, like World Net Daily, WND.com, and some other sites. I know that there's an attorney out there, Orly Tates, that's trying to get this into the Supreme Court. These guys just keep running into brick walls. The cover up.
Why isn't it gaining traction?
I think that there are so many people involved in covering this thing up. I'm hoping it's just a matter of time before something breaks out. And I've been hoping for the last 3 years, and it just hasn't happened. And at this point, I'm seriously beginning to wonder. There were supposed to be Supreme Court hearings about this. I haven't really heard that's gone anywhere.
Now, I be honest with you, I did not know that there was any possibility of some Supreme Court hearings. This is the first that I've heard of that, and I'm not sure that really is the case, to be honest with you. But I am surprised if this is as obvious and clear as it looks like.
Well,
traction.
Let me back it up a little bit to the Democratic National Convention back in 08 with the official certification of nomination that was put out by Nancy Pelosi. Did you know that there were two versions of that letter that was put out? The first one stating that he was legally qualified to serve under the provisions of the U.S. Constitution.
Let me just say, because we've got to wrap this up.
So let me just
say this. The Constitution is crystal clear.
Exactly.
For a man or woman to be president of the United States, they must be born in the United States. That is clear. If President Obama was born in Hawaii, no problem. If he wasn't and he was born in Kenya, he is not the legitimate president of the United States. There's no gray area in this. And
that's
it would
right.
seem to me is that this is a really, really, really big issue that needs the attention of some professionals in the news media to do their job and come to the end of this thing because it's not going away, but it's certainly not resolving either. Listen, Rick, thank you for calling in, and the Lord bless you, and God bless the United States of America. Have a most wonderful day. Bye-bye.